A motion coming to regional council next week could make Cambridge cultural institutions eligible for funding under the region's Key Cultural Institutions Grant Program. The program, which was established in 2017, is currently a collaboration between the cities of Kitchener and Waterloo, and the region of Waterloo to provide funding to cultural institutions deemed in need of annual support. Those institutions currently include THEMUSEUM in downtown Kitchener and the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony, which performs at Center in the Square. Two that are eligible under the grant program because of the scale of their programs and budgets include the Canadian Clay and Glass Gallery in Waterloo and the Kitchener-Waterloo Art Gallery in Kitchener. It was decided in 2000 that art galleries should instead be supported by the municipalities in which they are located. Under the program this year, staff is recommending THEMUSEUM and Symphony each receive $385,725, using the entire $771,450 budget for the grant program. It is the same funding level both organizations received in 2022. During last week's meeting of the region's Community and Health Services Committee, CAHN, Chantal Huining said she noticed both eligible institutions are located in Kitchener and asked if the region should consider making the program more equitable by opening it up to organizations in the townships, and Cambridge and Waterloo. The way the fund is set up, however, captures institutions that operate programs on a large scale, have a relationship to municipally owned buildings structured for cultural activity, and have operating budgets of about $1 million. Is there anything in Cambridge that might or hopefully be in that category? Asked Regional Councillor Doug Craig. Not the way the current eligibility structure is set up, responded Helen Shamiri Russell, the region's Director of Cultural Services. Shamiri Russell said while the Fashion History Museum in Cambridge is very close to meeting the criteria, the stumbling block is the $1 million budget since they operate closer to the $500,000 to $650,000 mark. The City of Cambridge is currently reviewing its leasing agreement with the FHM to alleviate budget constraints it faces every year when applying to the city's Grants to Groups program. This year the FHM applied to the city for $96,800 but only received half, prompting the city to launch a review of how the organization is funded. If we wanted to include that organization or others like it in this grant program, we'd have to adjust the eligibility criteria, Shamiri Russell said. Craig also asked if Drayton Entertainment could be included in the program since it operates within the city-owned Hamilton Family Theatre. Shamiri Russell said she would look into whether Drayton should be applying for the grant. Regional Chair Karen Redman said the way the program was set up creates an eligibility framework that takes the politics out of the equation and allows for changes to eligibility requirements as council sees fit. Hearing that, Craig and Cambridge Mayor Jan Liggett directed staff to reconsider the criteria. It prompted a further notice of motion to review the program's eligibility criteria. Opening the door for Cambridge institutions would also require funding commitments from the City of Cambridge. The Fashion History Museum and the Cambridge Symphony Orchestra both currently apply to the city for grants to group funding and receive annual funding allocations.